nous reprenons la séance. Alors, j'appelle donc Tigrane Khrotchev. Alors, nous n'allons pas quitter Termez, puisque Tigrane travaille aussi sur Termez. Il a longtemps, il a travaillé lui aussi sur plusieurs sites autour de Termez, mais beaucoup sur la fouille de Kara Tepe, sous la direction à l'époque de Boris Stavisky. Kara Tepe, qui est donc le grand site bouddhique qui fait pendant à Phayas Tepe, la relation entre les deux n'étant d'ailleurs pas véritablement élucidée. Tigrane donc a longtemps été collaborateur de l'expédition, de la mission archéologique de l'Ouzbékistan du Sud, qui avait fondé Galina Pugachenkova. Et il est maintenant directeur adjoint, directeur adjoint du musée d'État des arts de l'Orient à Moscou, en charge non seulement de collections bouddhiques, mais également du musée Rerich. J'aurais voulu, je lui avais d'ailleurs suggéré de faire sa communication sur Rerich. Je crois que il n'a pas une sympathie démesurée pour les idées de Rerich, donc nous allons revenir aux fondamentaux du colloque. Voilà, et donc je passe la parole à Tigrane.
Dear colleagues, first of all, I would like to say many thanks for the organization of the such conference. And say that it is very. I am very happy that they remember me as a scientist who studied Buddhist art. I would like remember you that for many years I have lucky chance to take part in an expedition. By the head of Boris Stavisky, and excavated monuments of Kara Tepe. I hope that you know it's a very famous Buddhist monument on the bank of Amu Darya River in Bactria. And it consists of many other different time parts. And it's we know that our Uzbek colleague now continued excavation, and they have they received a huge material, and sometimes this material it's not good interpretation. It hasn't good interpretation. It's very pity, and I would like to pay your attention to one of the find of this, not so new, but. It was published, this material was published by the head of an expedition, Uzbek expedition Shakir Pidaev. And I used this material for my interpretation. And it seems to me that this stupa has a lot of connection with very famous find of object in Buddhist art, in the history of Buddhist art, as Bimaran reliquary. And also my report will be, I hope, will be very short. And if you will have any questions, try in English, because I could not speak French, sorry. So, Kara Tepe was found by a member of the archaeological team of Museum of Oriental Art in 1928, Alexander Strelkov. And it seems to me it's very... he has never seen real Buddhist monuments. And in those time, he right interpreted the caves which he has found. As I said, the monument was excavated by several archaeological expeditions, and also my French colleagues and Professor Fussmann take part in this studies too, and I used their materials in my report too. So this is a common view of the huge monastery of Kara Tepe, and the subject of my report is one stupa from the northern Kara Tepe, from the northern hill of Kara Tepe. This hill was began to excavate by Tamara Zeymer from State Hermitage, very famous Soviet archaeologist. And then the excavation of the northern hill will be continued, was continued by Uzbek colleagues under the head of Shakir Pidaev. As the results of this research, some of them was published. And in the center of the complex of the building of Northern Hill, there is a huge monumental Buddhist monastery with a typical Kushan layout. So, and I put my attention to one shrine, room 11, near the stupa. I will be call it AB, stupa AB, because it consists from different time part. And I correlate the construction of this shrine with stage of the existence of stupa AB. And the building of the room 11 is connected with the second stage of the stupa AB. And there was a stupa in the center of this room, room 11, and the materials of the excavation, as I said, was published by Shakir Pidaev and his Japanese colleague, Kyudzi Kato. So I will remind you, because it is the stages of existence of stupa AB, because we see there was, in any case. There is the first stupa, and it beginning the beginning of the second century. There was then it was covered by the mud bricks and began and it became so huge, and there was the second stage. The second stage it dates the end of the second, the beginning of the third century, and then. second stage B2, it was constructed the stairs and two stupas in front of the front of the east stairs. So, and publication of the stupa in the room 11 and Northern Kara Tepe room 11 and the stupa in the center of this room. And by the materials of which published by Shakir Pidaev, we can see that there was two stages in the existence of stupa. First, stupa has a circle drum, and in the second stage, stupa has it was. Deconstructed and it was built square base on the second stage. My attention is devoted to the decoration of the first base, and we can see that there was false arcade with different types of the arches. And we have, you know, it's we have a good analogy of this first of this decoration in Guldara Stupa near Kabul, and this on the base of the coins Guldara Stupa dates the late second of the century, the late of the second century. So, and as we can see, there is a strong connection with the Bimaran reliquary and the decoration of the first base of the stupa in room 11, standing figures in the arches. And Bimaran reliquary, coins of Kanishka and Karatepa stupa. And I would like to put your attention that we have different mandorla on the head. On Kanishka, we have the mandorla in on all the figure, and the such mandorla we have in a painting which were in niches of Karatepe Falsch Erkert. So, and eagles between the arches, this, of course, the Roman influence, strong Roman influence. And I can return back? Okay. And for me, it is very difficult, it is very huge discussion about the date and origin of Bimaran reliquary, and I'm a not specialist in the coins, and it's but I would like to pay your attention for the earlier kind, the shape of stupa, which correlate with Bimaran reliquary and the decoration of Bimaran reliquary, and this is a stupa from Bimaran II. And the next stage of the evolution, we have a square base and the figures, and the figure, the square base, and the same decoration of stupa. So, and return back to the title of my short report. As we know, Martha Carter proposed that Bimaran reliquary was made in Bactria. And Karatepe stupa from room 11 shows that there was a stable scheme for the decoration of stupa. And new stupa from Karatepe gives reason to believe that Bactria maybe was the source of this stable scheme. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for your concision, because we were beginning to be a little late in our schedule, and thanks to you, we are now back to normal. It's extremely it raises many issues, very interesting ones. I just have two remarks.
Okay.
You draw your main comparison with Guldara stupa. I think you are perfectly right. And also, not only the stupa, but Gerard Fussmann, immediately when Shakir Pidayev began to evidence the plan of the big monastery of Karatepe, which is the main, realized that also the layout of the cells around the courtyard is very close to Guldara. But I remember there is a slight controversy about the date of Guldara. The date you give, end second century, I think is Fussmann's.
Fussmann.
But I hear at a lecture by Maurizio Taddei, that on the base of comparison with Tepe Sardar and other monuments, Taddei, I think, proposed a slightly later date for Guldara. Maybe Anna would know better. maybe 4th century.
It's very late.
Maybe 3rd, maybe even 4th. But maybe Anna can say more about this. Another remark, the characters arches. In the arches. Repeatedly, my good friend and esteemed colleague, Sacha Nijmarg, maybe in collaboration with you, proposes a Roman origin for the motif, very frequently seen on Sogdiano Suarez, the 4th, 6th
century. This is our mutual
sixth
research.
Century, with actually we have deities under arches with columns, and this is not a realistic. This is not a realistic architectural motif in Sogdiana. It is probably an iconographic legacy.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether a closer origin, ultimately Roman, of course, Greco-Roman, but a closer origin could not be found in the decoration of the Buddhist stupa.
It seems to me there was very strong motif. And this motif exists for many years. And to my mind, I make the research about the Sogdian ossuaries with Sasha, who is my friend. And we know the close links between the Bimaran reliquary and the Sogdian ossuary. But it seems to me the Sogdian ossuary, stamp for Sogdian ossuary was made by metal, and it was made by maybe Byzantian, or it Sasha said the same, that it was made by Byzantian metal work.
The eagles in the spandrels are similar to the earliest Sogdian ossuaries, Nurmen Tepe.
Yeah, I know.
It's very close.
Very close, very close. But the ossuary of Kara Tepe date the 6th century. Uh-huh. And we can date the Bimaran reliquary the 6th century too.
Anna, can you tell us more precisely about the discussion concerning the date of Guldara? Because I just remember that remark by Taddei.